I'm Matt Bellany, founding partner of Puck News, filling in for Kim Masters this week. And my partner in banter is Lucas Shaw of Bloomberg News. Hi, Lucas.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me.
So, Lucas, we've had some bloodletting going on at Warner Brothers Discovery. It's been this kind of slow-moving train wreck for the past few months where they are systematically going division by division at this company, and reductions in force are happening all over the place. This week, it was the TV division, Warner Brothers Television, and the cuts were more significant than some of the other divisions. About a quarter of the staff was laid off, about 82 positions, and it begs the question of how much is this going to impact a company that has been one of the more prolific television suppliers of the past three decades, really? I mean, the Warner Brothers TV studio has been uniquely successful among all of the others in that they have sold many, many shows to non-Warner Brothers outlets. And shows like ER and West Wing that aired on NBC, Ted Lasso on Apple, all the CW shows, although they co-own that network or did. What do you think the impact of this is going to be? And what is the mood at that company right now?
Well, I guess I answer your question with another question, which is, what does David Zaslav want Warner Brothers Television to be, right? You know, you mentioned all the different shows that it has sold to other companies. You know, it long thrived in part because it was not affiliated with a broadcast network. So, you know, CBS had a big TV studio that sold to other people, but really sold to CBS. Disney has a TV studio that sold to other people, but really sells to ABC, and now especially only sells to its streaming service. You know, Comcast, NBC Universal has a TV studio that sells across, but again, there is a bias towards NBC if you can. Warner Brothers could sell to everyone. Under the previous regime, they started to stop that. They wanted Warner Brothers to really focus on HBO Max. I suspect Zaslav wants it to sell across the industry, but he's also looking at this and saying, I need to cut. Do we need to be making as many shows as we have been? Or are there kind of areas where there's duplication with the assets we already have? Because we produce a bunch of shows, especially in unscripted. You know, I imagine that they let go a lot of the unscripted people at Warner Brothers TV. I mean, as for the mood of the company, I think it's been pretty downtrodden this year because this is a company that has been bought and sold a couple of times now. And they've had to go through several restructurings and several rounds of layoffs. And at a certain point, I think you just become pretty cynical about it all because you don't know when it's going to stop.
That's definitely the mood that I hear from people. It's just like, oh, what today? What next? And David Zaslav, you mentioned the CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery, he has promised these $3 billion in cuts, and that's not easy. I mean, we saw a lot of duplication in the two companies, but this goes beyond just duplication. We've seen the consolidation of different animation divisions, and Warner's has a long history of animation, and from everything, you know, Looney Tunes to Adult Swim and Cartoon Network to Hanna-Barbera, and they really are squeezing those and putting them together. We'll see what the impact of that is going to be. And I think, you know, the measure right now of success is profitability, squeezing as many profits as they can. And the Zaslav mentality on this is they want to sell and get the most value for their shows that they can. Doesn't matter where it lives, if it's a sale to Netflix, if it's a sale to Apple, or if it's on HBO Max. So I think right now it's just all about profits. And if they have to cut, they have to cut. Thanks, Lucas.
Thanks, Matt.
That's Lucas Shaw, head of the entertainment team at Bloomberg News. Kim will be back next week.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.